Right. Good morning, everybody. Obviously jumping into the week, is a very disappointing outcome there Saturday night. I know I mentioned that after the game, and you're going back watching the film. It's one of those things that, in the moment, in the situation, our guys did not respond, to the way that we were, hopeful. In that situation, being up 10, I think it was 4 minutes left in the game, 4:50. I had all confidence that we were going to be able to finish the game and get the win. As you look and how we played, how we executed, offensively, we were never able to get in rhythm. I thought there were some good things that we did in the run game at times. Really had no explosiveness in the offense. Inconsistent, in the passing game, too many drops. There was some miscommunication on things that we were doing. Need to continue to create, separation, on the perimeter. And, that was something that really just, it was a tough night for us, there offensively. You look as a football team, we had 11 penalties in the game. We went into halftime with 2 penalties. For 15 yards. We had 9 penalties for 100 yards in the second half. That is extremely challenging to finish games, when you have that type of result. I thought defensively throughout the course of the game, there were really just 3 drives that the one drive in the first half where they did execute down the field and scored, and then the last 2 drives. The second to last drive, they had to go 97 yards. There were 3 3 penalties, 2 pass interference, and a targeting penalty that overturned an interception there on that drive. And and then, obviously the final drive where they had the last play there at the end. But there was still, I thought our guys, they played hard. I thought our defensive front was, gave really good effort. I think, in the defensive backfield, we missed some one-on-one opportunities. And it goes, those were some of the things that, referenced just trusting technique, trusting fundamentals. We have talented guys there in the back end, in the moment, we've got to just rely on those on those fundamentals to be able to finish the plays in those one-on-one situations, something that showed up in the first week and also here this past week. But offensively, our third down situations, our third and fourth down situations were poor. And you look at the short yardage, that's something that we have to be better at. We've got to be able to extend drives. I think third and fourth downs combined, we were 31% conversion, which is nowhere near our standard of how we want to operate. And I think it's one of the keys to the game, and really why we were unsuccessful. We got down to the goal line. Was not able to get the ball in, and it's just one of those things in any football game, the things that you have to do to be successful, we did not accomplish. And there were some bright spots, like I said, just throughout. We're continuing to be able to get pressure on the quarterback. We're continuing to be able to force the run defensively. Special teams, I thought we were able to do some good things, had some explosive plays, some guys that are performing well individually, and that's something we're going to have to be able to build upon. And and offensively, I do believe that that our run game can be a strength, but even looking back at some of the mistakes we made, especially there late, the number of missed assignments there late in the game, it was something that's we've just got to maintain focus on the play, not get caught up on the outside circumstances and the emotions of it, and trying to do so much, just rather than just going and you'll be able to trust the fundamentals and trust the things that we need to do to execute. And as a coaching staff, we've got to continue to make sure that we're doing our part, and that you don't always have to have the play call that is going to make the difference, and that's something that I look at, even for me, and just the role of both sides, special teams, offense, defense, we continue to evaluate all aspects of what we're doing, putting our guys in the best position to be successful, and we're all working to get better. And I thought the attitude yesterday was appropriate. You know, guys were extremely, disappointed, but they also came in and they understand that work is necessary. And that's what we're going to do. And that's what we're going to continue on. That's all I know, is to go to work and to get better in how we operate and how we need to be able to execute once game day hits. We played two games. We lost both games on the last play of the game. And regardless of who you play, one was highly ranked, one was a smaller school. And, at the end of the day, they made the plays necessary. And, we have not played to the level that I believe that we're capable of. And so we got to get that fixed as we start ACC play this week, going on the road. And our guys know the work that's ahead.
Coach, obviously a very disappointing loss for yourself and the team, but how much do you go back really to the drawing board maybe to try to fix some things, or is it just trust the process, we'll keep doing the same things, it'll work itself out?
Well, I mean, there's, when you look at it, there's not one point. There's not just one thing that has to be cleaned, has to be cleaned. We just have to continue to improve in a lot of phases. The one thing that, the penalties, the things that are putting us behind chains, the things that we're extending drives, those have to get fixed. I mean, those are those critical moment, plays. I mean, we're sitting there and, there are a couple drives offensively that we have a first down on a run and then all of a sudden we're first and 25 or we're second and 30. I mean, those things can't happen to be good offensively, to making sure that we're finishing catches to the tuck. I mean, those things, there's not a drawing board that goes to that. That is just continuing to focus and on the fundamentals, continue to buy into those things. And then, as a player in the moment, that's what you have to trust. And, there's not one player ever wants to go out there and drop a ball. No one player wants to go out there and get a penalty or to miss an assignment, right? The intention is there, but, sometimes trying to do too much, cost you and distracts you from what you need to accomplish. And so, those are things that we have to work on. And, when you look at, the grand scheme of things, I like the development that I've seen within the program. I believe in what we can do. We just have to get better at that operation, not only when it's, there in the first quarter, but, then when it gets down to all the things that have happened throughout the course of the game, right? You don't have to necessarily fix it. You just have to trust your fundamentals and you have to play within yourself and play with what in you're being asked to do and go do it with the fundamentals that you train each and every day. And that'll allow you to be successful. But our guys understand that. It's when you go in and you watch film, you see the mistakes. There's a lot of moments that guys just, I don't know why in that moment I did that. And, but it's a reactionary thing. And, I think, you watch the last play of the game, young man catches the ball at the 21-yard line, and we got two guys in position, and I think there was a shock factor that just hit, and there was some guys that just kind of froze in the moment. And why does that happen? I'm not sure. But we got to continue to push that, and just guys just have to be able to overcome in those situations when they are pressure packed situations, and just just trusting on the fundamentals and going and finishing plays the way we can operate.
We'll stay there for Ira.
Jacksonville State's coach said that the play that before they ran that, and that the same receiver had gotten open, and the quarterback didn't see it. Is that something that the guys in the box should see and notify before a call? And how do you? Looking back at the call, do you still feel like it was a decent call?
The play before, we were pressed down on the number one receiver, and he did. He got a clean release. Was able to get vertical, and on the last play, we did back up. We backed up our corners. We knew that situationally there was it was 6 seconds left. They had a timeout. How far could they really get to? It wasn't a Hail Mary situation in that situation with that. We had a defensive call that, we wanted to keep all routes in front of us. We tried to get the corners off, wanted to be outside leverage to be able to see through, what was coming. That was not the same as we got beat on the play before. He did get vertical and on top. And so, those are things that happen. Reflecting is something that we always evaluate, in the moment. you have your reasons why you do things. And we didn't finish, and obviously the play result can't happen. And that's where as a coaching staff, we take ownership, we take responsibility of what happened. That is on us, and we've got to get it right. And it's one of those things that it's sick to have to live with. But the reasoning and the position we're trying to put guys in, that's something that we have to continue to work and make sure that that we're all able to operate in that situation.
Sticking with the final play, was the defensive all-out effort there that you need to see? And if not, is it a teachable moment that you obviously put on film and show those guys?
Yeah, I mean, everything's a teachable moment. And, I do think that, watching that, I mean, there's things that show up on that play that, we will have to live with. And, the reason why it happens, I'm not sure why that occurs. And, that was, at times when things, unexpectedly, show up, I really do think there was a sense of shock that hit some guys and they froze in a moment. And, that's something that can't happen. But all in all, everything that we experience on that field is a teachable moment. And, that's one of those, critical times that, we have to be right. And but we are going to learn from it and, obviously continue to push forward.
You mentioned after the game on Saturday personnel usage at times, and I think it was regarding offense. With the running back rotation, Lawrence got a handful of touches towards the end of the game. In hindsight, would you like to see more balance or use different backs potentially?
Well, you look back at the number count. I think Jayshon finished up with 15 carries. Had a couple stretches where he was not as active in drives. And I really like our backs. And Lawrence, if you look through his career, I think he's been one of the top yards per carry guys that we've had. And he's an explosive back. And Trayshawn, I think we'd like to have seen him also get a couple more carries just in the flow of the game. But I have faith in all three of those guys. It's one of those things that as you're going through the game, you want to make sure that guys are getting their opportunities to make an impact. But then we got to be productive when we get those opportunities. And for whatever reason that it happens on those plays, we've got to as a coaching staff make sure that that we're able to continue to build upon the things that we've done throughout the course of a game. But then be able to attack in ways that we allow guys to be the dynamic players that they are.
Looking at Jordan and all the different ways he can help you, have the series early in that game where I think he lines up at quarterback, at running back, and at wide receiver. Is that part of the script, or is that something? Is it maybe a regret looking back of going to something like that so early after a slow offensive start?
Well, it was the second drive, so it was something that was on our thought process, part of the script. And I think that as you look through it, we had a couple really positive plays in that set. So. At the end of the day, we have versatility of playmakers on our offense, and we're going to try to give them a chance to showcase that in a variety of different ways. And especially at the quarterback position with McKenzie and Jordan and what they bring, I think that can be something that benefit for our offense.
Coach, outside of that first drive when there was a drop that would have gone probably for a touchdown, you didn't see very many plays down the field being made. Was that a function of guys not getting separation? Was Jacksonville State taking that away from you? Why was the downfield passing game ineffective?
Yeah, that was something we knew going into the game. Watching them against us a year ago, against their prior opponent. They played soft coverage a lot of the times. There were times that they did challenge and come up, but they were trying to keep things over the top and force us to have to earn it down the field. And when you look at the shot opportunities that we tried to take, it was not very productive for us. And by way of either a couple of penalties that showed up or just not getting the separation that was needed, that's something that hurt us in the game. And there's some games that we always want to be able to push the ball down the field, but we got to make sure we're taking what they give us. And sometimes maintaining that patience will open up future opportunities. Our vertical passing game was not very good in the game.
Go to Adlon in the back right corner.
Coach, after the game, some of the upperclassmen talked about it to them seemed a little bit bizarre that there was a lot of good feelings around the team after a loss against Notre Dame, and they thought that might have led to some of the way that the team played against Jacksonville State, but obviously that loss is a little bit different. Do you not have to talk about the magnitude of that loss, or do you need to reinforce it and push these kids to a different level now?
You say not talk about the magnitude of what of Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, the Notre Dame loss was a kind of a good feeling loss, like a morale booster.
And that's where I'm different. I've never had a good feeling loss. Never. I've never experienced that. And for us, I do believe in the character and the heart of our kids. I believe in the culture of what we do. And the fact that we didn't quit against Notre Dame, yeah, that's minimum expectations. The fact that we play hard, right, that's minimum expectations, right? I believe in these kids because I know what they invest. I know what they work. I know how much it hurts whenever you come up short. Notre Dame, Jacksonville State. Like, I see it. I live it. Like, that's the part of these kids that, I mean, they work extremely hard in this program. And it's also what's, you know, so disappointing and so heartbreaking when you see, you know, things that show up that are uncharacteristic of how we train and what we do. We have to learn how to overcome that. And I don't care who you play. It does not matter. It didn't matter the first week. It sure as crap didn't matter last week. We have to go out there and play, coach, and execute to how we train. And if we do that, then once again, I don't give a crap who we play. It won't matter because I believe in what these kids, who they are, what they're about. But obviously that is not occurring, and that is not, we are not doing that for 60 minutes, right, to level. So, yes, the first week, man, we lost a game that I believe we should have won. Right? Same thing happened Saturday night. The first week, people are happy that we played hard. Well, that's going to be the standard. We're going to play hard. And we are going to if when bad things happen, we have got to be able to trust the training of what we of what we do 365 days a year so that we can not have those distractions or mishaps of or lack of mistakes in the moment when things get tough. But this football team's not going to quit. And, you know, when it from all the things that have happened and the examples that we get to point back to in this last game, we have to build and get better, and we're going to. And this will be something that we look back to, right? Nobody wants to have the experience. Nobody wants to have the feelings. But it's our opportunity to respond to it, and it's our opportunity to go get better. That's why last night we didn't just sit out there and drag our heads around. Was anybody happy? No. Everybody's sick to their freaking stomach about what happened Saturday night. But you go back out and you go to work. And you go to work on focusing fundamentals. You focus on the discipline. You focus on the details. You know, there's accountability to all things in life. But what we need to do is we have to go out there and we have to be consistent as coaches. We have to be consistent as players. And then the consistency will show up on the field.
With some of the, like, ineligible receivers downfield and some of the other penalties that were seemed like either not knowing assignments or not knowing the situation, was that maybe a result of the shorter week, or do you think it was just lack of focus?
I mean, we had there was one ineligible guy downfield, and that was – there's certain things that we do schematically that put those things potentially into play. And, you know, if there's something that's disrupted and our timing gets off, you know, that one I can – I mean, I understand, not live with, but I understand why that occurred. You know, the mistakes or the penalties that showed up, the alignment penalties, it's in the moment. I'd like to have a better reason for why that happened, but, you know, those are things that, you know, we just have to, our awareness has to be on point. And, you know, we've got to make sure that, that we're executing in the moment. You know, some of the things, you know, I thought the week prior we caught the ball really well. This last game we missed, you know, big opportunities to change the game. And so those are things that, you know, like I said, it becomes a focus issue. And, you know, how we practice, the intensity we try to bring throughout practice, and the distractions we try to bring into practice are to help in those moments. And, you know, obviously that didn't show up as well there Saturday night. You know, the short week of practice, you know, I don't put a whole lot to that because there was nothing, it wasn't anything that we were, you know, doing that was, I guess, out of the ordinary of how we wanted to operate.
Mike, how did McKenzie grade out overall? And also, if your receivers aren't going to get make the type of plays you're looking to make, do you think about putting, to be blunt, putting a quarterback back there that can make plays with his legs and keep the offense moving that way? Does that come into play at all as a head coach? And how did McKenzie grade overall?
I thought McKenzie, he had some plays that he definitely liked to have back. And there were some things that, as he went through it, I mean, I thought he did some really nice things. You know, even being able to extend plays with his legs, find open receivers, being able to locate the ball where it needed to be. And, sometimes we didn't finish plays that occurred with. McKenzie back there is not, he's not a stationary target. You know, we had a third down and seven that, everybody was covered up and made a guy miss and ran for the first down, which I thought was a real positive. There's a lot of great things that he can do and, with his legs and being able to keep plays alive. But, on the flip side of it, Jordan is a very talented young man, not only with his legs, but with what he could do with his arm. And that gives us opportunities. And it gives us opportunities to be able to utilize those guys in a lot of different ways. And that's something we're always going to explore. And, there might be certain games that, we'll see how it all plays out. But, I believe that, McKenzie, he did a lot of good things in the game and put us in a lot of good situations. We just got to do a better job and more consistent job of being able to execute. You look at it and some of the things that showed up and where we were and down in distance, I mean, it's not a whole lot of fun playing quarterback in those situations.
Anything else? All right, we'll go two more. We'll go with Corey, then Ira.
Do you foresee Pokey Wilson being able to play in the coming weeks or anything like that? And also, I guess, Robert Scott and Maurice Smith. Those are three starters that are big parts of your offense.
No doubt. I'm real hopeful that we'll see those guys. I think that, as you go through a week, you try to prepare to get guys ready. Sometimes that plays out for you. Sometimes it doesn't. Not having anytime you lose starters up front, I mean, it adds to the challenges, but we're hopeful that we'll get both those guys back here soon. And obviously with Pokey, I do believe he'll be available this week, but we'll see how the week goes.
Throughout your career, you've had teams come back from tough losses. What are things you look for, especially like you said, these guys have lost two games on last second plays. Like, what are the things you're going to be looking for from the team this week?
It's the approach to the work. There's even, in the moment of the disappointment, where does it go to? Where does the disappointment lead to? Is it guys pointing at each other? Is it guys pointing at themselves? Is the ownership being taken? And then are the corrections being applied? That was one of the things we talked about, last week that we needed to see. And we did not do a very good job of implementing that for whatever reason. And so, we have to continue to work. We got to continue to push. The thing I did appreciate about last night's practice is that it was fundamental based. It was continuing to build on the foundation of how we need to play and what we need to do, how we need to communicate. We know this week playing this Wake Forest team is as well coached as I think any team that we get to play. I mean, what they do offensively, they got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. They've got some really good receivers. Their O-line, is big. They're physical. They understand what the scheme of what they're trying to do, as well as anybody, probably one of the most experienced teams in college football coming back defensively, same thing. I mean, these guys are not going to be in the wrong position. They're going to tackle well. They're going to play hard. They're going to play with pad level. This is going to be a really good test for us. And so our guys, we got to go out there and we got to play at an extremely high level. And, we cannot have the lapses. We can't put ourselves in challenging situations because against well-coached football teams that, that have that type of those type of playmakers, I mean, you'll get exposed. And so, I thought our guys came back to work, with a real emphasis on our fundamentals, our communication, and trying to clean up the things that showed up that cost us there Saturday night.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.